Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert introduced the impeachment resolution against President Biden. She charged he has lawlessly ignored the country's immigration laws.
His actions and open borders agenda demonstrate that he has no intention of enforcing our current immigration and border security statutes on the books. Rather, he is deliberately making a mockery of the rule of law.
The debate masked the intense disagreement and rivalries among GOP lawmakers. During an acrimonious exchange Wednesday overheard on the House floor, Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene called Boebert a, quote, little bitch for using a procedural maneuver to get a speedy hearing on her impeachment resolution. Greene accused Boebert of copying an impeachment resolution that Greene had prepared but was holding off on for now. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern referred to division within the Republican ranks.
And now they're jumping over each other to circumvent regular order and diminish this institution in order to look as extreme as their most fervent supporters.
While Republicans largely focused on what they said was Biden's support for open borders and responsibility for the fentanyl crisis, some of them ranged further afield, like Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
How long are we going to have an administration that's going to take the handcuffs and putting them on the police? How long are we going to have an administration that is going to deplete our oil supplies and buy it from countries that don't like us? How long are we going to have an administration that is going to support abortion at regardless of the term? We've got the worst inflation. The election cannot come quick enough. This man has sold out. This man has got to be replaced.
McGovern said he was in partial agreement and accused Republicans of trying to deflect attention from former President Trump's ever-growing list of legal problems.
The gentleman has said something that I agree with. The election cannot come soon enough. I think people are just sick and tired of my Republican friends defending a three-time loser, sexual abuser, ex-president that has been indicted more times than he's been elected. It is pathetic.
McGovern added that Republicans looked small and pathetic and like losers. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy managed to forestall an immediate vote on the impeachment resolution. It would have been a politically difficult vote for some Republican lawmakers and a potentially embarrassing spectacle for McCarthy splitting the party. Instead, McCarthy negotiated a plan to send Boebert's resolution to the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees first. The party line vote to do just that was 219-208. Although Boebert agreed, she also warned that if the committees delay action, she would bring her resolution back to the floor every day for the rest of her time in Congress, ultimately forcing a vote on Biden's impeachment. The Freedom Caucus, to which Boebert belongs, is just getting started. Members are lining up votes to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over immigration at the southern border. And after yesterday's censure vote against Los Angeles Democrat Adam Schiff, plans are afoot to try to censure Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson. He served as chairman of the committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol and Trump's other efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.